From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And my name is Nigel Payne.
And it's a beautiful sunny day in the southwest, and Nigel is enjoying the sun in an obscure park in London. And together we couldn't be a million miles further away from what we're going to talk about, which is the PowerPoint slide deck and what we think about it. And this has been prompted. I've had a few conversations on LinkedIn that I've shared a couple of articles recently about the fact that SlideShare, or poor slide decks rather, provide immense amounts of cognitive overload when a recipient is looking at lots of information, especially bullet point information, and is at the same time is listening to someone talking. And basically, we just can't deal with that. So my conversations have been around the fact that, well, people have come back to me and said, you can't blame the tool. And I'd like to get some of your insights on this, Nigel, because I think that it's a tool and it's one of many. Why it has become the default tool, which no one seems to question, and no one seems to consider that we could just do something completely different and use different technology to get some message over. But we still seem to default to it, and people are quite passionate about defending it, which I don't really understand. So please cast some insights into PowerPoint, Nigel.
I will. In many organisations, PowerPoint is the de facto tool for everything. Papers are written in PowerPoint. Presentations are delivered in PowerPoint. Thoughts are gathered on PowerPoint. So it becomes a very simple distribution medium around the organization that is very familiar to the entire team. So from that point of view, having ubiquity, rather like a Word document, is a good thing. And one of the things that PowerPoint people like about PowerPoint is brevity. You cannot fit 300 words on a PowerPoint slide unless you really, really want to send everyone to sleep in an instant. Therefore, it makes people think in much more concise terms. It allows them equal access to words as well as pictures. It's very easy to construct shapes and diagrams and visuals in PowerPoint. And it enables you to make straightforward arguments and straightforward cases for things. So all well and good. The problem is, as far as I can see, is that in doing that, you build another kind of straitjacket for yourself. And one article I read last week was about the bullet pointization of knowledge. There's no such word as that. I just made it up, but it sounds good. And what that means is that by forcing people to think only in bullet points, you lose all sense of complexity. You just simplify everything down to a point where you're not making really intelligent decisions anymore. And maybe right, maybe wrong. I can see a lot to do with that. So PowerPoint is a ubiquitous tool, and it's very difficult to see how you can suddenly stop it being a ubiquitous tool. But I think that there are a number of issues that you've really got to tease out. The first one is that I think making a presentation where there are as many words on the screen as you are speaking is a ridiculous cognitive overload, and anyone can tell you who knows anything about learning that the brain cannot focus on two things at once. It's incapable of doing that. So many, many PowerPoint slide decks are unutterably tedious and totally ineffective. I don't use that anymore. I use PowerPoint now for presentations. 90% of the time it's illustrations, pictures, because pictures really help tell a story. So if you can get the right picture, it makes the words come alive. I really don't use it for bullet points. PowerPoint, in terms of gathering organizational ideas and policies together, still has a place, but I think there's also a place for longer form writing. Interestingly, Amazon banned PowerPoint from their board meetings. They asked for 3-page papers, and they dedicate the first 10 minutes of the meeting to everybody reading the paper so that everyone starts from the same point. And that need to string a sentence together quite literally is a mental model, which I think is actually quite a good discipline. And PowerPoint avoids that, full stop. So as a ubiquitous tool, it shouldn't be the only tool. As a ubiquitous tool, there shouldn't be only one way to use it. And in that sense, don't blame PowerPoint. Blame the people who are using it who are totally unimaginative. So I think it has its place, but I do worry that you end up with poor presentations, ill-thought-out strategy, and terrible papers coming out of it. And we can do a lot better. That would be my final word.
Some great insights. Very well-rounded there, Nigel. So you haven't kind of completely dismissed it.
And no.
In a way that my gut says it, I want to desperately, but I do use it. My only hope is that people would listen to this and maybe rethink how they're doing their slide decks internally and at conferences and externally, because how many times do you still go to an event, or internal or external, where someone says, "Oh, can you read what's on the slide? I don't think exactly. I can." And it's just like, well, what do you expect me to do then if you can't read it? When they really do put nearly 300 words on a slide. So I think there's got to be more focus on what they're good for, which, as you say, is probably just images to help tell a story more than anything else.
Totally agree. I think, like all tools, they work for particular jobs and they don't work for others. You know, you wouldn't dig up the garden with a knife and fork. And we tend to expect PowerPoint to do what it was never intended for, or we tend to use it to a degree of superficiality that doesn't even scratch the surface of its capability. So yeah, I'd be a lot to say that I don't use PowerPoint, but I use it sparingly and thoughtfully, along with lots of other things, including writing long form.
Great, Nigel. Now there's a bit of wind in the background, so let's wrap it up, and I hope you don't get blown away. Thank you very much.
It's good to talk, Martin. Thank you. Bye. From scratch.